Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to The Business Book Club, where we take big ideas from bold thinkers and break them down into practical insights you can apply right away. Today's book comes from one of the most original voices in modern business thinking, Seth Godin. We're diving into Linchpin, Are You Indispensable? A book that's part motivation, part mindset shift, and part challenge to everything we've been taught about work. If you've ever felt stuck, replaceable, or like your job is just a list of tasks, this episode is for you. Because in today's world, being good isn't enough. You need to be a linchpin, someone who brings emotional labour, originality and generosity to the table and becomes indispensable because of it. So what is a linchpin? In a machine, the linchpin is the tiny component that holds everything together. Take it out and the system breaks. Seth Godin's idea is that in every workplace, in every team, there are people like that, people who don't just follow instructions. They solve problems, take initiative, inspire others, and bring art to their work. And in a world that rewards creativity, connection, and impact over repetition and obedience, those people aren't just valuable, they're irreplaceable. Let's look at what makes someone a linchpin and how you can start becoming one. One, stop waiting to be picked. Traditional career advice teaches us to apply, wait, follow the rules. But Godin says, pick yourself, create your own path, take the lead, offer your work generously without waiting for permission. Two, be an artist, even in business. Now, we're not talking about painting. Godin defines art as any human act with emotional risk, generosity, and connection. Whether you're writing code, leading a meeting, or designing strategy, you can bring art to it. And when you do, it becomes memorable, personal, irreplaceable. Three, do emotional labor. This is the hard stuff. Not spreadsheets, but empathy, initiative, caring, showing up when it's inconvenient. Linchpins don't hide behind tasks. They engage. They lead without a title. They lean in, even when it's uncomfortable. 4. Resist the lizard brain. Godin talks about the lizard brain, that ancient part of us that craves safety, conformity, and approval. It's the voice that says, don't speak up, don't risk it, stay in your lane. Becoming a linchpin means learning to dance with fear and acting anyway. 5. Ship your work. You can have great ideas, but if you don't deliver, they don't matter. Linchpins ship. They don't wait for perfection. They contribute, take feedback, and keep going. Why does this matter more than ever? In the industrial economy, following instructions was rewarded. But in the modern economy, flooded with AI, automation, and templated solutions, human creativity is the edge. Linchpins are the ones who adapt, connect, challenge, and lead. They're not just doing their job. They're shaping outcomes. And whether you're a team member, entrepreneur, or leader, This mindset isn't optional, it's essential. Linchpin is a call to step out of hiding and into creative contribution, to show up not as a cog, but as a catalyst, not just a worker, but a difference maker. So here's your challenge. What's one area where you've been holding back? Where could you bring more humanity, courage, or creativity into your work? That's where your linchpin power lives. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Business Book Club. If you found this useful, hit like, subscribe, and share. And let me know in the comments, what's your linchpin moment? Until next time.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.